Hey guys, welcome to the Monday edition of the podcast.
Welcome in.
It was Make It Up Monday.
Yeah, it got a bit. Look, to be honest with you, I was a bit disappointed. It wasn't as loose as what we normally are when we've planned it.
That's the problem. Yeah. There was not a lot of difference between Make It Up Monday and every other day of the week.
Yeah.
We realised that we kind of do that naturally.
I think, yeah, we're looser when we go, oh, we have a thing we have to do.
We're looser
here.
When there's rules.
Yes.
Because both of us are anti-establishment.
Yes.
So well, there's anarchy within our veins.
So that's not to say it won't come back.
Nah, but I feel
we
like.
We might do it again.
The free rein made us go straight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Then when there's rules, then we're like, don't you box me.
Don't you tell me what I've got to finish on here.
But you guys sent in some questions for Make It Up Monday. So Here you go, Harley. What's the first one? This one's for you, Harley. What's the tattoo on your hand?
What is the tattoo on your hand?
The tattoo on my hand by Van Ruben, my artist. He's amazing. It is a bird skull on top of a skeleton key with a feather. Now, the meaning behind this is the feather is to remind me to keep it light because I have a tendency to get heavy in everything.
Yeah.
So just to stay light in life. The bird skull is just because I'm obsessed with birds. And then the skeleton key is I'm the master of my keys. I'm not to let anyone have possession of my keys and be able to run my engine.
Right.
So
there you go.
There's the reason behind. So, yeah, it's just a little bird on a skeleton key with a feather.
And then you've got your bogan tattoos of your kids'
names. I got
names.
My kids' names, my bogan names. I got my dead grandfather's names, which in hindsight, bad decision, because every time I drive my car, I think of my dead granddad's.
Because they're on your thumbs.
Yep, and I've got an owl on my ring finger, and I've got where my family from, Roma, on my hand. I've got another. I've got so many. I'm getting a big flamingo on my leg.
That's right.
Yes.
You're very tattoo heavy on the hand area, actually.
Well, I use my hands a lot.
Yep.
Which is why I did it. And I do I put tattoos on for me.
Yes.
Not for other people.
As you should.
So I like.
Clearly I do.
I like looking at them. That's the thing. People are like, why do you want to get tattoos? Everyone's got a tattoo.
Oh, who cares?
I'm like, I don't do it. They're not tough stickers.
Everyone's got a face. Well, not everyone.
Yeah.
Most people.
All right, let me find a question. That's fine. Let me find you a question. You're so funny. Hey, Harley, what's your favourite song at the moment?
My favourite song at the moment.
That we play.
Oh, there isn't.
We just there had a meeting about bagging the music.
Yeah, but this is the podcast.
No.
Look, I just be honest.
Can you not bag the music?
I find music superiority one of the most annoying things that exists. Whatever you're into is what you're into.
I'm the same.
And it's fine.
Unless you're into that song, Despacito.
No, even that. I'm genuinely not standing in judgment. I just hate it. Like, honest. Like, I don't like it, and I don't have to like it, and I'm so glad that mostly because of you, Em, that I get to do a job in commercial radio where I don't have to pretend that I am into that music. I'm not.
Mm-mm. I don't think people listen to our show for the music either.
No.
They listen for us.
No. What song am I into
What song
moment?
Do you don't mind? Can you think of one song we play? Because you only ever hear the last 10 seconds.
I know, I only
when you're
hear
told
the,
to put
the
your
end
headphones
of it.
On.
You know what? This is God's honest truth. I think Miley Cyrus's new song,
like that, Malibu.
I think it's a nice song. I think it's a well-written lyrics. It sounds like something that doesn't make me want to stab my eardrum. So that's positive.
That's a review. Sony, if you're listening.
You can put that one in.
Pop that up. That's what we call in the business a poster quote.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me want to stab myself in the ears. 5 stars, Miley Cyrus. I mean, if that's not the greatest promotion of a single.
That's a big benchmark.
That is amazing. Wow, 2 knives. Congratulations. Well,
happy, happy Joe's.
That's an extended podcast.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, does he?
Nah, no way. He barely listens to the show. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to our show. It was pretty hectic. There was a netball up. Date. You'll hear that.
There was. You're in trouble. If you're wondering in a few days' time why.
Can I tell you?
They want to fight you.
I'm in so much trouble
grown
with
women.
So many women at our netball club.
Yep.
And they're listening right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just warning you, if you are at the netball club my daughter plays at.
You're about to be mentioned.
There's a chance that you're going to crack the shits with me. But I'm telling you, if your daughter's as one of the girls yelling, up, while our shooters are trying to shoot and you didn't reprimand them, what the hell is wrong with you?
Stop being a shit parent.
What the? I did not say that.
Our voices sound exactly the same. They won't know who's
here. I'm just, if you're listening and you're one of the netball mums and you're offended by anything I say, get a sense of humour.
Yeah.
It's all tongue-in-cheek. I called myself the Julian Assange of netball, for God's sake. I'm clearly taking the piss.
Wait, you were joking? How dare you?
Thanks for downloading the pod and subscribing. We'll hear you tomorrow.
Blubbity boo.
This podcast of the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen is delivered to you by the one place to find all your breaking celebrity news and so much more. Yahoo7.com.au/BE. It's the radio show that has no idea what they're talking about today.
I'm okay with that.
I'm happy with it.
Me too.
I'm settling right
it's
in.
Just like, I could whinge for 3 hours.
Thankfully, it's hosted by two people who aren't afraid to make it up.
Exposing people to filth to make them superhuman is not a thing.
It's going to catch on.
It's not like getting bitten by a spider and becoming Spider-Man.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same.
So if they stuff up, we're pretty sure they'll handle it like true professionals.
Well, we're going to get letters now.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I don't even care.
Write the letters and I'll write back to you.
Will you?
Yep. No, I won't. But
dear,
I'll talk about it.
Dear stupid face.
Dear stupid idiot.
This is
the M. Rossiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Good morning, dickheads.
Bloobity boobity boofoo.
Yes.
We're making it up.
We today are doing, did we decide on the title in the end? Made Up Monday, where you guys have sent in suggestions for things for us to talk about. So at the start of every talk break, we'll pick it out of a hat, we'll read out your name, and we'll talk about whatever you've asked us to talk about.
I've already drunk enough coffee to make myself shit my pants,
You've already done two number poos.
Yeah, no, one.
Two number poos. Swap that.
I've done one.
Ah, oh, well, okay, good. So that's a good...
It depends how you quantify it. Really.
We have the Beyonce of Australian children's music, Justine Clarke.
That is absolutely correct. I'm so excited. She's a superstar.
You also have a bit of a crush on her.
I've got a massive crush on her. Captain Fun Pants and Justine Clarke would be very happy together.
Well, I actually just want to yell at her for a song that got stuck in my kid's head for a year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That we have $50,000 to give away. With Alpha Bugs, we still have Harry Styles, and of course, this Friday night, Katy Perry is going to be here on the rooftop. We're so excited. But first up, Harley, I've decided we're going to pick the first song of the day.
Oh, great.
Because I'm tired of sending Sydney into their morning.
When you mean where?
Well, no, I'm going to let you have a go tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an ongoing thing.
This is our Set the Tone song. Uh-huh. Set the Tone song.
Yep.
And it's just the one that goes, all right, we're up, we're going.
Great.
So you can come up with something for tomorrow.
I'll do some research into the music world.
But don't do silly.
No, I won't.
I'm funny. I'm going to put Johnny Cash on.
No.
Like, take the responsibility. I'm handing you the mantle tomorrow.
I will treat it with respect.
Tomorrow is Harley's Set the Tone song day. I've picked one. Won't be surprised anyone. It's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Okay.
Deja vu. Enjoy that. We'll be back with our first Made Up Monday segment. Welcome to Make It Up Monday.
Yes.
In which the entire show, we have not planned one thing.
No.
You guys have sent in incredible suggestions and we're going to draw them out of the hat and that's what we're going to talk about. So the first thing we're going to talk, well, the first thing we're going to do now is I've decided that we've had a few mornings where the phoners have been a little bit questionable.
What?
You know.
What?
We talked about masturbating at work.
I know. I got a funny message about that I should read out. Do you want me to read it out?
What was the second one we did? Poo. Something about pooing.
Would you like to... I'll read a private message that I got from somebody live on air.
Okay.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
It's about what you just brought up then.
Okay. Well, we're doing Make It Up Monday.
Yep.
We've already worried about a minute
I promise that I won't... This is from Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Does she want you to say her name?
Nope. I promise that I won't continue to tell you everything that happens in my life, but I got a massive laugh from this and hope you do too. Today I drove to Geelong from Melbourne with the kids and thought it would be a great time to catch up on your pods.
Oh,
oh Jesus.
She only had two left for the week.
Oh,
so we set off, and of course, the first topic was masturbation. Every time you started mentioning it, I'd talk over you guys, but then you and Em started saying, furfing.
Foo-faring
was what it was, but not sure how you spell it. Well, you said it wrong and spelled it wrong, but anyway. My son, who is 8, asks me, what's furfing? I panicked and said, I'm not sure. Next thing he says, if it's pooing yourself, I've definitely done that.
Well.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Well, I've decided to make it a thing.
Yep.
You enjoy this.
Inappropriate phoners at 6:05, where we talk about the things you should've, but we do it live.
Inappropriate phoners at 6:05 is a thing.
Yay.
And
I have the bucket here of Make It Up Monday suggestions. Yep. Our producers have put in a few that were inappropriate.
We're so made up, we've made up the bucket.
Yeah, it's got Missy Elliott on the front for some unknown reason. All right, here we go.
Yeah, what do you got?
Inappropriate phoners at 605 131060. How do we feel about grown men calling their mums mummy?
Oh. 131060. Do you still suck your thumb?
Do you still? Is it okay to be a grown man and call your mum mummy?
I'm
keen to talk to men who do it.
Since I was in my mid-teens, let's call it 15. I have called my mother Mavis, which is her name.
I would say, but when did you stop saying mummy?
Not in living memory.
Oh.
I ever called my mum mummy either.
No, I'm sure I did at some point, but
There's something a bit creepy about grown men saying mummy.
Do you have a recent experience?
I do.
With this?
I'm really... When I pulled this out, I'm like, did you
I'm wondering
set it
how
up?
That got in there.
Our boss, Gemma... I know someone who does this.
Yeah, and who...
Our boss, Gemma...
Yes.
Gemma, what's her last name?
Fordman.
Our boss, Gemma Fordham. Her husband, Dal, Morning Dal.
Hey, Dal.
Dal is a man in his early 40s.
Oh, yes.
And he refers to his mum as mummy.
Wow.
And I think that is creepy.
I'm going to go a step further. That's rank.
It's a bit. I think it has like...
How high can we go
have
this
you
guy?
Seen Bad Boy Bubby?
No, but I know the reference.
It's a little bit nice tits flow. Yeah. Like, and that's what the son says to the mum. The son says to the mum, nice tits flow. And it's like I feel a little bit.
Whereas Dell's saying, lovely breasts, mummy.
Mummy, can I have some more, mummy? I just.
He's an adult breastfeeder. How hard can we go in before we get fired?
Dell, I want to make it clear that Dell is not breastfed by his mother.
That you know.
Only
of.
Because she lives in England and he lives
she
here.
She sent it over via mail.
But I just, 131060, Sydney, what do you think about grown men calling their mums mummy and or are you someone who does this?
Oh, man.
I would love to talk to you.
I think the same category. If you do it as an adult, you call your mum mummy or you're an adult thumb sucker, you can call in.
No. No, don't. We need all the content we can get. Thumb sucking's another day.
Yeah, we'll hold that.
Because I was for a very long time. One of my thumbs is bigger than the other because of that. Oh, 131060.
Someone's already calling.
Yeah, 131060. Are you someone who calls your mum mummy and you're over the age of 10?
Inappropriate phoners at 605, where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live.
I like that. It's a good opener.
Thank you. Inappropriate 605. Today we're talking about grown men who call their mums mummy. Is it okay, 131060, is it okay for a grown man to call his mum mummy? I know someone, unfortunately it's our boss's husband, Dell. Yes. And he is...
Apologies for everything I said, Dell.
He is in his late 30s, early 40s, and calls his mum mummy still. And I cringe when I'm with... I was out to dinner with them and every time I was just like...
But so he's doing it in reference to, because she wasn't there.
No, mummy. Yeah.
So just
when
referencing
mummy says this,
when
mummy says that, mummy does this.
Right.
And I'm surprised that our boss, Gemma, in fact, puts up with it. Because if I was married, if I was on a date with a guy and he said, oh, my mummy likes that, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah,
that's
three words.
A shame. Get
in
out.
The bin.
I don't know why. I just feel like, nah.
Well, listen, I think I should go out for a drink with Dell and just sort some
Dell loves our show and listens every day, so he will definitely...
I'm sure you're a lovely chap.
No, he's a big fan of our show, Dell.
Go and have a beer, mate.
Which is good, considering he's the boss's wife. Husband. Darren in Windsor, is it okay for a grown man to call his mum mummy, or is this something you do?
It's a good thing to do when you're trying to suck up to her.
Oh, is it?
Darren, do you do this?
Oh, no, not in public, not all the time, but when you wanted to do some laundry, you know, or, you know, clean your room, do some vacuuming for you, you call a mummy just to, just, it helps. It helps a lot.
Well, I think that actually makes a lot of sense, Darren. No. So when you're behaving like a child because you can't do your own housework.
Darren, can I hear you say it? Okay, so I'm your mum and you want me to...
Oh, God.
Yeah, can you just say it to me? So I want you...
This is a bit ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I need to hear it out of your mouth. Okay, go. So I'm your mum. You've walked in a home. You've got a pile of washing you need doing. Go.
Oh, all right. So you'd start. You go, oh, mommy, can you do some washing for me? That's sort of where you go.
No, I'm not satisfied. You went, mommy. Like I want
the because
full...
it's weird saying it live. You
right?
See?
This is
I'm
what we
want. I'm talking to a lot of people here. See, when I'm in front of my mum, it's fine.
No, there's not that many people.
Daz. Daz, I want the full assault. I want DEFCON 1, mummy. I want it all. Go. DEFCON. Do it.
Mummy, can you please do some laundry for me?
Hey, Darren, you suck, mate. Good on you.
You're gross and I love you. Oh, my God.
Well done.
If that's not a promo, I don't know what is. Today is Make It Up Monday.
Speaking of not being prepared, here is something from a hat.
Literally, you guys made a bunch of suggestions for us because we told you we're not going to plan the show today. We're just going to make every single breakup on the spot because we're like, dudes, we're comedians. We're both improv comedians sometimes
too.
We can do it.
Yeah,
so you've got a suggestion. Neither of us have read it. You've pulled it out of the hat.
Here we go.
Who's it from?
This is from Kayla Jones. Thank you very much.
Hi, Kayla.
If Em and Harley got a matching tattoo, what would it be? Wow, that's a hectic question.
Okay.
You and me have to decide on something that's on our body forever.
Can we say at the same time, what would we get? I already can think of something.
Yeah.
Okay, you say what you can think of.
On three, we'll just say at the same time.
One, two, three.
Cartoon
Homer Simpson. That was we're on the same page.
What about you get Homer Simpson and I get his cartoon poo?
Would you really get the cartoon poo emoji on you?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know that there is definitely people out there with 131060, do you have an emoji tattoo?
Hey, and today, like any other day, you can call any time.
Yeah, but I reckon people have started getting emoji tattoos.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Type in live Google right now, emoji tattoo. I guarantee it will show up thousands of images.
You wouldn't really get the... What tattoo would we get, Matt? We wouldn't really get
that. No, we wouldn't really get that.
What do we get? What do we love together at the same time?
Holidays.
Holidays? Not being here. We both love that.
What about, would you get a strip of leopard print somewhere? Just some really cool, like a patch of leopard print?
I'd get some leopard.
I knew you would.
I don't mind a leopard.
I knew you would do that. Yeah. We should totally do that.
We'll do it live.
Yes.
Tattooing on it. If there's a tattooist around, come on in. I'm ready.
Where would we get the leopard print?
On my left eye.
You can tattoo your eyeball.
Can you?
100%. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've seen eyeballs tattooed.
That's not okay.
I really want to go and get it. You know, I've been arguing with Scott because I want to get a big tattoo on my leg.
Yeah.
And he said, no, don't do that. And I'm like, what? It's going to end my modelling career? Is that what's going to happen? Why are you laughing?
What?
Don't you think I could be a model?
You led me into that.
Don't you think? Are you saying, oh, my God.
You could.
Oh, my God, don't
what?
You? Harley, my whole... The whole reason I'm in this industry is because my dream is to one night walk the catwalk.
No. Yeah. Walk the catwalk. More tattoos, and it'll be like you're a model with a point of difference. Am I?
Low Ruby Rose.
Yeah. Oh, why did you... Oh.
Do you want to do another one?
Nah, just save it. I think that was enough. How long did we talk for then?
Oh, that's easy.
That was amazing.
I'm getting a new tattoo.
Where?
On my right arm.
What is it?
A can of beer.
No.
It's on brand.
Don't do that.
It's on brand.
Don't do that.
A photorealistic can of 4X gold.
I'd actually rather you get a poo on your arm.
Okay, just for that, I'm getting both.
A poo? Why don't you get a beer can that looks like a poo?
Okay. Or why don't I get a poo brand beer can?
Oh, it's a beer can
with
as poo.
Poo.
Oh,
jeez, we workshopped that well, didn't we?
That's good. Today's Make It Up Monday. We have not planned a show.
Nope.
You guys have.
Yep.
You've sent in suggestions.
I think we're doing a good job.
I honestly, I don't know if this is bad or good. haven't noticed a difference. No.
It pretty much sounds exactly like every other day we do stuff.
Because you and I don't write anything down ever, no. And we just go in with...
I have a little notebook, you similar thing. You sort of text yourself.
I text myself.
And then there's notes in here that if anyone read, they're like, what is he on about?
That's what I was thinking. Look, I just went through M's text messages to M, and if anyone found my phone and saw, okay, first of all, why is she texting herself?
Yeah.
But I have things like illegal slime ring, big gay dinner party.
Unusual dates. Thermomix cult.
Yeah. Spontaneous photo shoots. Loud noise carcass.
Prawn cocktail.
Dickhead driver.
I don't know my neighbours.
Frozen fish fingers stashed in pillowcase.
School excursion.
Goopy.
How the hell teachers do what they do every day is beyond me. That's just a note to me.
Ooh, fitness guru taken out by whipped cream. Like, I have the weirdest text messages to myself.
Anyway.
Oh, right now we see a return of the number one requested intro.
Yes.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Yeah. SodaStream's back. We've got SodaStreams for the best cola on What's the Superior. We're picking What's the Superior out of a giant coffee cup. Your suggestions. We have not picked
them.
Okay,
here we go. Okay. What's the Superior? Oh, this is from Stephanie Louise.
Hi, Steph.
What's the Superior funeral song?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, nah. I like this.
That's good.
1360, what do you want to go out to?
I really like it. You put me on the spot, though.
You should know mine. Mine's in my will. Mine's actually documented. Do you remember what mine is? Ben, do you remember what mine is?
Oh, I know. Ooh. I should.
You should know this.
You have said it, but I don't even remember what mine is.
What song do you want to go out to?
Well, my immediate response would be Killing in the Name Of.
Yes.
As an idea, I think Killing in the Name Of could be a good, as the pallbearers lift up the coffin, they...
I think that you should be going down to...
It's a parting message about the establishment.
FUO and do what you tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like this. Killing in the name of... I saw these guys live. It changed my life.
You did not.
Yep. Killing in the name of...
Oh, wow.
I could do with torture. Scott, my husband is a fan of them. Yeah. Surprisingly, it wasn't my choice.
It may be the opening song tomorrow morning. It won't be.
Oh, yes!
Nah.
Yes, Queen!
I could not handle the beep outs. I just can't handle it.
There's radio edits for that.
Nah, it should be played live and unedited.
Can you pick the Fooey's? Pick a Fooey song.
You can pick that on Wednesday.
Oh, Fooey's.
I think I've got an idea.
1310.
What's your song?
My song is this one.
Well, it's actually... it's not in the system.
Bullsh...
Seriously, no. He's not actually in
all right,
here.
I'll play it out of my phone.
Okay.
Everyone shut up.
1360 for a chance to win a SodaStream.
What song do you want to go out to?
Yeah. As I think it's a very good suggestion, Stephanie.
As your coffin's going into the ground.
Yep.
Gets
or being shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. Oh.
I wouldn't mind that.
Is that a thing?
Do you know what? I was going to do scientific research. I was going to donate my body to scientific research. I'm still open to the idea, but one of the main reasons I was going to do it is so that my family wasn't burdened with the cost of a funeral.
Oh, that's nice.
Found out that you're still burdened with the cost of a funeral because once the scientists have finished picking at your body for the bits they want, they send the remains back to your family and they have to dispose of it. That's hectic.
I don't want an ad. Get stuffed, Google!
Well, do you want to grab it and we'll play it?
No.
Yep.
Oh, what's this ad for? I don't even know what this is. Shut up. Skip.
This is... The only difference is we would have had... What are you watching there?
Some stupid ad for something. Here we go. Zitch! Oh, for goodness sake. It's coming. So my coffin's going down.
Yep.
Glitter's been shot up.
Yep.
Gay men carry me out with white gloves.
Yep. No shirts.
No. But bow ties. This is a formal occasion.
Yep. Sequined underpants.
Yep, yes. Some nice high boots.
Yeah.
Little caps.
Tube socks.
100%.
Pulled up.
So that's the song I want to be carrying.
Okay, that's great.
Your disco needs you.
Yep.
Yeah. 131060, what song do you want to go out to? You get a SodaStream. if you have the best song, and we will attempt to grab them. But knowing this stupid station, we won't have it unless it's a Justin Bieber song or Ed Sheeran. we're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Live.
Live. Today's Make It Up Monday. Harley and I have not planned the show, some may argue, not too dissimilar to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
You guys have sent in today What's the Superior was pulled out of a hat and given to us by...
Stephanie Louise. What's the Superior funeral song? And I did say, killing the name of, maybe that just play at the wake.
Yeah.
It's a bit hardcore. Yeah. On review, I possibly would go, we don't have a grab of this. No. There's no
we
surprise.
We don't have a grab of the one I really want either.
which is Leonard Cohen's There's No Cure. There ain't no cure for love. It's a beautiful song. Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
I could say my real one is Paul Kelly.
Here
no, Meet Me in the Middle of the Air.
Which a beautiful song as well.
Stunning song. Yeah. I saw Tripod and Eddie Perfect do it together.
Oh dear Lord. Yes.
Wow.
Tripod, that show was called.
I cried in my pants.
Yeah.
131060.
That's different to actual tears.
It could be taken as anything. Because there's not just one liquid that goes in your pants.
Wowie, wowie.
Of three. Was it a pleasant experience or did I just sneeze? We'll never be the judge. Only I'll know the answer to that and the person who had to clean my seat after. Hello, Jared.
Morning, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I love how
you're welcome.
Hey, Jack, what song do you want to go out to, babes?
Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, no, good one.
Gunners.
Yeah, good choice.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
My brother used to be in a cover band and they sung this song.
Shut up. What were they called? I love cover band names.
I genuinely can't remember. I'll have to ask him. He's a farmer.
The only thing better than cover band names are what people call gay clubs in different towns. Like, that's my two favourite things.
Yes.
Gunners, if you grew up in the 90s, the Gunners, I don't care who you are, you love the Gunners. You just do.
Oh,
you know?
Everyone loves the Gunners.
Everyone loves Gunners. Billy in Maroubra. Hey, Billy.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, mate.
George. What song do you want to go out to?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, perfect and ironic.
Oh.
Yep. I'm driving at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic
man out of you. Don't stop me now.
Perfect.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Playing that at a funeral is like playing Pearl Jam's Can't Find a Better Man at a wedding.
I miss when music was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Same.
I'm so old.
There's good stuff around today, by the way, I'll have you know.
We
there's
don't
really
play it.
Great music,
not on
brand
our station.
New stuff that's not being played here.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry
I'm
that we don't like the music more. And it's not that it's bad, and if you guys like it, that's great.
Yeah.
But we don't like it.
I'm going to play a new song tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you get the first song of the show now.
I'm playing a new one from a band that has not been played on this station.
Okay, we need to workshop that.
No.
Kate in Bexley, hello.
Hello, how are you?
It's just
that when I hear the grabs of the songs, the real music, you're like...
Oh, yeah, let's play the whole thing.
Can we listen to Queen and Gunners and this one too because it's amazing, Warren G? Is this the song you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it really sums up my life.
Kate from the hood of Bexley.
Yeah, man, you know. No, I just reckon leave them laughing, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Leave it on a good note. Gunners are good, Queen's great, but, you know, gotta leave them laughing.
Perfect. Yeah.
What's up? Your mum's just sitting there if you go out early going, is she living a secret life as a member of a West Side gang? I love that.
Oh. Very, very good choice here from Paris.
Hey, Paris.
Hi, mate.
Good, babes. All right. You're 24 and you've picked up Pearl. What do you want to go out to?
This is my mum's song, not mine, but she's made us insist that as we carry her coffin out of the church, we play Highway to Hell.
Leave it. Leave it. Turn your stereo up, Sydney. Just really turn it up.
Elvis crushed while you drive. Gonna spin out.
I like that it just went 7 a.m. as that song was playing.
Oh,
some
really?
Some people are waking up and going, why is AC/DC?
Turn it up now. Turn it up now, Ben. Good morning, Sydney.
One of the greatest things this country / Scotland ever produced was AC/DC.
That voice just cuts through. You know, like you hear Bjork and you're like, she could cut ice with that.
Yeah.
Cut ice with that voice. Emily.
Scotland they were from.
Don't bog me down with your facts.
Sorry.
I don't care.
Hey, Emily.
They're from Perth.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's all we need. Now they're Aussies.
Yeah.
Em and Helensburg, where do you want to go out on?
Well, this was my nun's song, and she never really took much very seriously. I don't think she took her funeral very seriously either, but she had Monty Python's Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Oh, so good.
She played this at her funeral.
Yeah.
Just look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For those who haven't seen Life of Brian, this song is played as they're all hung up on a crucifix.
Thanks for everyone's calls. The Soda Stream's got to go to Paris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Paris.
Well, good Paris.
You're getting
yourself. I have to thank Mum.
I hope your Mum lives a long and fruitful life, and at the end that song rocks it out so you all have a great time.
It's made me want to rethink my gem.
Yeah.
I might have to. We might have to have a meeting about the gem that's coming up. Thanks for your calls. Today it is Em and Harley, and we are doing Make It Up Monday, where we haven't planned the whole show. And Harley just said to me off air, Leonard told me three reasons he's glad he has a bum.
Yes.
And I said, hold that.
And so we're just going to say it so now. We just, I haven't even told
just,
you.
No, I just said. First of all, why are you only bringing this up now?
Yeah.
Harley loves the surprise content.
I do the surprise content.
And he just says to me, Leonard told me the three reasons he's just got a bum. I go, shh.
You know why I do that, by the way?
Let AC/DC finish and then we'll talk about it on air.
Yeah. And it's because of, I don't know if you're privy to my perfect holiday, but the substance that I would like to use on that is why my brain just all of a sudden just offers information up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The end. So I was walking in from the park with my six-year-old and he just announced to me as we were crossing, there's a park right in front of my house, and we're just crossing the road and he goes, hey, Dad, I just want to tell you the three reasons that I'm glad I have a bum.
Okay, and first of all, I want to unpack.
Why?
Yeah, no, but I want to unpack my love for Leonard, first of all. Second of all, I want you to appreciate the fact that your son has sat down and thought about it.
Yeah.
So he is put in pre-thought.
Yeah.
And he's come up with only. I'm surprised he's got a top three.
I like that you think there was pre-thought in this, that it wasn't just he was on the way to do poo and so he was thinking about bums. That's all it was.
In my mind, Leonard sat down to have his Jerry Maguire moment.
No. He was up a tree. He was like, whoa, I'm going to go to do poo.
Crowning.
And he's, yep.
Yeah.
And
Kettlehead.
Like, Dad, and he's just, so he's six, right? He's thinking about bums. He goes, here's the three reasons.
Give it to me.
This is the three reasons that I
just wish you had remembered you're a radio person and whipped out your iPhone and recorded him on the voice memo thing so we could have played the grub live.
I'm not going to do that. So he goes, number one, if I didn't have a bum, I wouldn't be able to sit down.
Perfect.
That is true.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we talking if bum back straight to legs, like no crack?
I want you to remember these three reasons too, by the way.
Okay.
He's got a good kicker on it.
The first reason is if I'm going to sit down. So does he think that you just go leg to back with no crack?
Yeah, so you can't bend.
No butt. So you're straight Stanley.
Straight up.
Have to just lie down every time you want to rest.
Number two,
okay.
Wouldn't be able to do poo. Well, that goes without saying.
100%.
And that's a good reason to like having a bum.
And one and two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Sit down, do poo. So you see how his brain's working. I'm going to do poo. Right.
Okay.
Number three, we're holding hands crossing the road.
Oh, God.
And he goes, I wouldn't be able to walk with you. I'm like, oh, that's lovely. We open the door. He's running for the toilet now. And he just looks back at me. He goes, and the same goes for my penis. What?
Back through those rules again.
We'll be able to sit down.
Without
your
penis.
We'll be able to do poo.
Without your penis.
We'll be able to walk with you.
Without your penis.
Idiot.
I love Leo. I love you, Leo. He did not think that through.
He did not think that through as much as the ass.
But I still appreciate your son and he's my favourite person.
Goes my penis.
He is my favourite person.
I love your son. Oh, my God.
Today's Make It Up Monday.
Yep.
We haven't planned the show. You guys have sent in a bunch of things you'd like us to talk about on the spot.
Yep.
And a lot of unsolicited questions came
Lots of people have got questions.
They just had questions for us.
Yeah.
So we've got them here. I haven't read them yet. I'm going to lift up the first one and we will...
It's like a reverse phoner.
Yeah.
People, the phoners are phoning in with a question.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The first question from Jade.
Hey, Jade. It's a long question.
Which actor would you like to play you in a movie of your life?
Me.
I mean, I would obviously go for someone like Halle Berry.
No, I want me to play you. I want Harley Breen. I want to play M. Russell.
Oh, you want to play me in the movie? Nah, seriously. Who would you pick to play you? Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
You think you look like Ryan Gosling.
The only reason I wouldn't pick Ryan Gosling, I don't think I look like
him. Yes, you do.
I just think
you think, you look like Ryan Gosling and you think Hannah looks like Emma Stone.
No. I just think we have the same story and romantic arc. I think and know that I look a lot like Ashton Kutcher, which is...
No, you don't.
Super...
You look like Tom Selleck.
Oh, okay. I'll take
you 100% look like Tom Selleck.
I used to get Ashton Kutcher a lot, or...
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, there's a similar nose... line.
You're much better looking than Ashton Kutcher.
Well, that's nice.
He's such a douchebag. You should hear his involvement in Uber. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Bad.
Didn't know.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I would like Halle Berry to play me.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
That's confusing.
Why?
No.
I could be her.
Yes.
I am her. Next question.
Yep.
Comes in from Lynn Gross.
Hey, Lynn.
That's boring. Okay, next question.
Thanks, Lynn.
Poor Lynn.
Lauren Kanucky? Kanucky?
Yeah, Kanucky. Let's go Kanucky.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever said?
Oh, wow. Go back through the podcasts and you'll find a whole list of them.
Well, it's funny you said that. Easily the dumbest thing I've ever said, and you know this story.
Yeah.
The WA Police Commissioner was in the studio and I introduced him by saying... Does anyone smell bacon?
That's right, you did. About the WA Police Commissioner.
I actually,
not even just a regular.
In my mind, thought this is going to be hilarious
it's
as
not
the
funny.
Senior most police person in the state of Western Australia stood beside me. I opened with, "Does anyone smell bacon?"
And you got in a lot of trouble.
I got a written warning from this very station.
Yeah.
That is easily the dumbest thing I've ever said.
And where's he?
I don't know. He played in a cover band too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did. Remember this.
What
he was the muso.
Porky.
I'm not answering that. Okay. Oh, God.
I never say dumb things, so I don't have one.
All right, here we go. If you swapped bodies for a day.
Yes.
Is this from Steph?
Yeah.
If you swapped bodies for a day, what's the first thing you would do?
Rob a bank.
Why? Why do you want to do that to M?
If we're swapping.
Yeah.
Rob a bank.
No. So you're all of a sudden become an angry 5'7" muscular Italian woman with this.
I'd do something illegal to put you really in it.
Why?
And then not tell you.
Why?
And then when we swap back, you'd be like, "What did you do? Nothing, mate. Just watch the television."
You know what I'd do? If I became you, I would go and conform to everything. I would go and, like, listen to pop music.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go and sit
get
in
a job in commercial radio.
I'd go, like, yell at all the hipsters and say, "I'm not one of you. I hate you."
Sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah, totally.
God damn it. What would I do if I was you?
Come on, you'd wee outside, wouldn't you?
I'd go.
Yeah, wee standing up. As if you don't.
As if I don't. She wees.
Imagine at your house, you wee with the door open. You stand.
I've got a strong stream.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to stand up as a woman and wee, you have to put your pelvic floor muscles into it. You got to have a strong stream. There can be no let us leave action. There can be no... You've got to commit. You've got to stand astride the toilet. You've got to put your hands on your hips and you've got to clench your buttocks. And you've got to concentrate that stream. You've got to think to myself, I have got a sword of urine coming out of me. I am Shira, princess of urine. And then you shoot it out in one long rainbow stream.
Dear
have you
Christ.
Ever played Super Mario Kart? You know mean Mario Kart Rainbow World, that rainbow road?
Yes.
You know that? You've got a rainbow road it over the top of the toilet.
I think it's fair to assume that you stand to wee more than I do.
I walk in. I announce it to the toilet. I'm like, all right, let's, and I do this. One, two, hands on shoulders, and I let loose.
And as you're doing it, you're yelling at
my
Scott.
My hands up.
Scott, get that bike out of the house.
A fist of triumph as I stand astride the toilet like Shearer. Yeah. And then I back away.
How long's our contract?
Oh, when you back away, it's terrible because you guys can just like tap and zip it up.
Yes.
Oh, it's just a trail of destruction.
Yes, I bet it is. It's a mess.
Bad.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't, but that's how I envision it to be if I did.
Very detailed for not doing it.
Kinky, make it up. Monday is going amazingly well. 131060, we just need some callers lined up. We don't know what it is.
Yep.
See if you can contribute.
131060 to, what is it? What's the phoner?
I mean, it's brilliant. We do a lot of it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, 131060.
Ready with the opener.
This is from, no.
Oh, okay.
From Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Norman Strange.
Gunston.
Norman Strange.
Oh, Norman Strange.
131060, Sydney, not Perth. Where did that come from?
I don't know. You're making it up.
We're pulling things out of a hat. If you were a Simpsons character, who would you be?
Brilliant.
Oh.
131060, this is one we've pulled out of the hat for today. Make it up Monday. If you were a Simpsons character, who would you be?
Oh, it's very hard.
Let's say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Homer. But you and I are more similar than people realise. What are my two brooches today?
Homer and Marge.
I have Homer and Marge brooches on today.
But I don't know
okay,
that
let's
I
really
would
think
be,
it through. Who?
I'm trying to...
Oh, Disco Stew.
Oh, Disco Stew.
Oh.
It's coming for you.
Disco Stew. He was
you.
Good fun times.
I feel like I'd be Bart.
Oh, really?
I was barred at school. That's the type of naughty boy I wasn't. I wasn't, what was the other? Nelson.
Nelson.
I wasn't Nelson type of naughty boy.
I feel like...
I was Bart type of naughty boy. Disruptive.
Yeah.
Up the back, trying to get a gag out.
Yeah. I feel like I'm Patty and Selma.
Oh.
I was just going to say, you are Patty and Selma combined 100%.
I feel like I'm Patty and Selma.
You
feel
are
like
Patty
I'm
and Selma. That's very good.
They're amazing.
Sure.
Oh, I love Patty and Selma.
Yeah,
remember,
yeah, they're great.
Remember the most touching moment in the history of The Simpsons is Patty singing to the iguana. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Yeah. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Yeah, amazing. See, this works. We pull this out. 131060. Which Simpsons character would you be if you were in a real life?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be, like, who wouldn't you want to be?
Chief Wiggum.
No, he's all right. He just eats donuts. Oh, what's the guy?
He's an idiot.
What's the guy? The old guy, he always gets Hans Molman.
Hans Molman's always he always gets forgotten.
He's terrible. All right, 131060. Oh, we got Tiff. Tiff, which Simpsons character would you be in real life?
I'd be Ralph.
Wow. I just said you wouldn't want to be Chief Wiggum because he's an idiot.
I know, I'm a little bit offended
son.
By that.
Why would
you be his idiot son?
Why would you pick Ralph?
He's just so happy all the time and not a care in the world about anything.
That's
and he's
true.
Just so random.
Yeah.
That's true. He doesn't care. He's happy.
Well, my favourite moment is where he says to the teacher that he's not allowed to use scissors and the kids laugh and then the teacher goes, the kids are right to laugh at you, Ralph. Those scissors don't cut paper.
Oh, God. 131060, we're doing Make It Up Monday. This one was pulled out of a hat and delivered by you, Sydney. Which Simpsons character would you be if you could in real life?
We've thrown it out to you, the listener, to come up with phone
it. Yes, Make It Up Monday. Are you okay? Did you just have a stroke?
I had a bit of a stroke. I'm just surprised that more people have not got on board.
I know.
With this.
It's Make It Up Monday. And we pulled the phone out. The phone suggestion came from Norman Strange.
Yes.
Which Simpsons character would you be?
Which I feel like is an amazing name, Norman Strange. Was there a Simpsons character called Norman Strange?
I
feel like
I'm
duped here.
There's Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, yeah.
From Bond? Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove.
No,
that
Marvel comic. Is
Dr.
Strangelove.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. 131060. Which Simpsons character would you be if you could choose? What did you land on in the end? I'm Patty and or Selma. Ha, ha, ha.
I just feel like I'd be more Bart in life.
I feel like you could sideshow Bobbit.
Oh, yeah, I could sideshow Bob.
I feel like you could definitely do that. You could land on that.
Yeah, I could be sideshow Bob.
Or you love the pub. You could be Lenny.
No, I'd be Barney.
You could be Lenny.
I could be Barney.
Oh, yeah, Barney.
Barney.
I feel like you could be Barney. Yes. So flashback 5 years ago, Harley would be Barney.
Yeah. Flashback 5 years ago, Harley was Barney.
We have double passes to see Spider-Man, double passes to see Despicable Me to give away to the best callers on 13 1060. Which Simpsons character would you be? Greg? G'day, Greg.
G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Oh, that's good. Harley, you might relate to this, but I'm about 6'7" and I drive like a really tiny car. And so, you know, the episode where the 6'7" guy gets out of the really small car and walks the bully down. You remember that episode?
Yes, I do. You'd be that guy.
Yeah, I'd be that guy. Yeah.
I love how niche that is.
Yeah, what car do you drive, Greg?
Oh, it's a little. I think it's a Suzuki Swift or something. Oh,
you're
just tiny,
legend.
Yeah.
And you're 6 foot seven. That's like TV and radio's Dave Thornton.
That is so funny.
He's 6'4".
No, he's an inch shorter than me. He's 6'3". I'm 6'4".
You correct me.
He's shorter.
He drives a
Dave
Mini.
Dave Thornton is and shorter than Harley Brain. He does drive a Mini.
And rides a scooter.
He rides a scooter and drives a Mini, but he drives a New Wave Mini. They're bigger. I used to drive a Daihatsu handy van. Look it up.
Wow.
It is a three-cylinder car. Tiny. I could lift it up.
I feel like big man in tiny cars is a whole new phone.
Yes. Yeah. Big man in tiny car.
Paul and Penrith. Paul and Penrith, hello.
How are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Which Simpsons character are you?
El Barto.
Very good. Busting up tags on train stations.
That's it.
El Barto, very good.
I love El Barto.
Did you ever write? Did you ever do tagging? Did you tag things, Paul?
I did a little bit when I was younger. Yes.
What was your tag, mate? What was your calling sign?
We just had a stupid one back in school. We used to be called the FX Boys.
FX Boys. Yes. I love it.
With a Z.
The FX Boys. Brilliant. Yeah. So lame. Rebecca in Australia. Hello. I'm glad you're in Australia, mate. I'm Ron Burgundy. I just read whatever's on the screen in front of me.
Rebecca in Australia. That's what they write when they don't get a suburb. Where are you from?
You know how Ron just reads out what's on the teleprompter and he doesn't think? Yeah. That is what I just did. Oh, yeah, Australia, that's a nice suburb in Sydney.
You could really stuff you up easily.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, there are so many. I'm constantly being recorded off and on air. You want to stuff me up? Just go to Christian Hull.
Easy.
Jesus. Rebecca, what suburb are you actually in?
I'm actually from Cambridge Park.
Okay.
Okay, great. That's
Cambridge
better.
Park. And what Simpsons character would you be?
Maggie.
Oh.
Oh.
No, so you like not talking?
No, but she's the one who shot Mr. Burns.
That's
remember?
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
If you say spoiler alert, I'll punch you in the throat. Maggie's the stealth bomber of the whole series, isn't she?
I'm very quiet. I don't talk a lot, especially in new situations, but I get away with a lot. Just like Maggie.
Yeah, she's good. And she's got that monobrow baby that she's got the
evil. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, evil baby. Yes, they hate each other. Steph and Yaguna. Hey, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Steph.
Who'd you be?
I'd be Marge.
Oh, yeah. Marge rules.
Yeah. Poor Marge.
Yeah.
I like it when Marge goes to Relaxo Rancho. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
She goes off to have a break and everything just goes to crap at home. She gets home and everything's under the carpet.
That's
and she's
right.
Oh, Christ. Every mother watches it and like, yes, Marge, go to Relaxo Rancho. Ellie in Camden, like, what the hell? Ellie, did you hit your head?
No.
Who would you be?
I would be Ned Flanders' son.
Is it Todd and Rod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Todd and Rod.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yes.
Because in the movie, when it starts and Bart's skating past with no pants on, they say a family prayer and they together they say, Bounder Bucking.
With every bounce, we're bringing closer to God. I love that. I love them. Okay, we'll give tickets to everyone gets tickets to Despicable 3 Me. Everyone gets them. Thanks for your calls. Coming up next, you guys, we have the Beyonce of children's entertainment. She is massive if they're under fives. She's also a very accomplished and respected actor.
That's right.
Justine Clark joins us in studio.
Can't wait.
We have in studio with us the Beyonce of children's entertainment.
Absolutely.
If this woman walks past your 5-year-old, they'll faint. They'll lose their minds. It's like the Beatles.
And you know, I'm a kids entertainer. This is we all get around and talk about Justine.
Oh!
Yep.
Please welcome Justine Clark!
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, mate.
Babes, that happens to you, right? If you go anywhere near little kids, do you get recognised like Beyonce?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, if you're sitting much. Having breakfast, mm-hmm. yep. do they all just form a huge crowd watching
yep,
you eat breakfast, like Bieber?
Pretty much. Yep. yep. They actually, they stare at with their mouths open at yep. me, which is actually lovely. They're lovely fans in that way.
I was going to say, they're the fans. You want a three-year-old yes. fan. You know,
you do.
They're the ones, they're not going to encroach on your life.
Yep.
They're not going to ask you questions because they can barely form a sentence.
Yes.
They're just going to smile and wave.
And they don't want your autograph because they think that you're drawing on something and you're not allowed to do that.
Now, I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
One song got stuck in my child's head for a solid 12 months. And in my stand-up routine, I actually, I wished a plague on your house. And
it was just on that. Is there some locusts hanging around your house? Yeah.
And I have to tell you, in the room of 3,000 women that were there, they all, this
they
song.
Got it. Look,
pineapple, oh. pineapple, I love you, love pineapple.
Not to the good bit yet.
No, leave it.
Yeah, leave it.
And apples and apricots. I like bananas and all of the rest.
Here it comes.
I'll tell oh God, you no. The fruit that oh I no, Justin.
Come on.
Watermelon. Watermelon. Oh, I love you, love watermelon.
It's back in.
Oh God, Justin. My kid.
Oh mate.
Every day.
Captain Fun Pants might come out if you're not careful. I'm very excited.
12 months of watermelon. Watermelon. Oh, Odie, shut up. Just shut up. Between that and Let It Go, I was ready to stab a bitch. I'll tell you right now. If I saw you or Elsa in the street, there would have been a fight, Justine Clark.
I get it. I really do. Yeah. I'm sorry.
How's that house you bought?
Yeah.
This, this is so exciting to have you here. We'll stop abusing you. Let's plug what we need to plug. I could chat to you. Because well, there's two separate parts to you. There's children's entertainer, Justine. Then there's, of course, jazz singer, Justine.
Oh, yes.
Amazing about it.
Oh.
And then there's, of course, serious actor, Justine.
Yes.
But let's talk about the show you're doing at the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yes. Good.
Fancy.
Yes, it is fancy. Yes. Really? It's wonderful, actually. It's in the little theatre too, which is nice and intimate for preschoolers. It's called Look, Look, It's a Gobbledygook, and it's based on some books that I released, one called Look, Look, It's a Gobbledygook, and the other one called The Gobbledygook and the Scribbledy Noodle.
Excellent.
Which is quite a long word for a preschool. Yeah.
Scribbledy Noodle.
You can get in a lot of trouble as an adult on Radio Live saying those words.
Scribbledy Noodle.
That's it, eh?
You got
it. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my band joins me on stage. We sing all the songs that the kids are, including Watermelon.
Oh, Christ. I love you so much. I adore you. Oh, my God, Justine.
But that's the sign of a good song.
Oh, bloody oath.
It's when it gets stuck in the fan's brain.
And you're right. Mm-hmm. She bought an entire solid gold house from that one song.
Absolutely.
So shut up, Em.
Yeah.
And it's July 1st to July 11th,
it
of
is.
Course.
Yeah, it is. All through the school holidays. Two shows a day. Oh, my God.
No, dear.
You rock and roll. That's rock and roll,
you have
man.
Three children. Yeah. Why would you do it to yourself?
So I don't have to do anything in the school holidays with
yeah.
them?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Yeah, they work on the show. Like, she's got Max, Joseph, and Nina. They're just one's door bitching, one's, yeah. one's controlling the crowd, making sure no one wets their pants. Yeah. Actually, it's not dissimilar to a rock concert, really.
Yeah, it's pretty science. It's,
people are throwing up. People yep. are wetting themselves. Yep. People are screaming and crying. There's not much
having
different.
Adverse reaction to things they put in their mouth.
Justine, darling. And are you
true.
Doing any actoring at the moment, too? What's you got coming up?
What have I got? Well, I'm doing Muriel's Wedding, the musical.
Oh, okay, wow.
I'm so excited. I can't believe it.
I'm just, I just don't know why I haven't got the call up to play Rhonda.
I don't know either, actually.
Babe, I'm just, I need you to put in a good word for me.
Okay.
Because Muriel's Wedding, the musical, mm-hmm. I feel like I was born to play Rhonda.
Mm. Right.
You know, the Rachel Griffiths role.
Yes. Mm.
And it may have been suggested that I might be too old. Shut the hell up.
There's no too old in musicals.
Well, you know that Muriel is being played by Gina Riley's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. you've seen that. That's
brilliant.
The gayest sentence I've ever said, yeah. by the way. That is the campus sentence I've ever uttered. Is she brilliant?
She is absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
And tell me more about
She's
music, Muriel.
She's a shining Muriel's. Light.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing Betty Heslop, Muriel's mother.
Oh.
Oh, this saddest role in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you're playing the mum.
The mum. Yeah. Look, we've done quite a few workshops, and the songs are brilliant. I mean, I can't wait for people to see it. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm in a musical. It's my lifelong dream.
Yes.
Oh, great.
But, and what a musical.
And what a musical to be part of. Yeah, so super excited. That's November, I think, it opens
Muriel's
in Sydney.
Muriel's Wedding. Mm. Muriel's Wedding musical. But it's not about that. It's about, look.
It is. A gobbledygook. Look, it's a gobbledygook. Yeah, come along. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can recommend too, because one of the reasons that Heath Franklin and I wrote the show that we did for kids is because we were sick of going to kids' entertainment and wanting to put sharp objects into our eyes. And
yes.
I know that there has been a struggle with certain songs that kids get stuck in the head, but you're a breath of fresh air in kids' entertainment.
Oh God, he's gushing.
I am totally gushing.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, you're where we tried to pitch to. We pitched a bit further past it and went a bit wrong, but we
wrong's good.
Look, wrong is good.
In children's entertainment.
Yeah, kids like wrong.
They do. Yeah. I like a bit of wrong.
Maybe I should go into children's entertaining.
I have no problem with that. I think you should too.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I could?
I don't think there's a big move. I've been to your live shows. There's not a big move. There's obviously a lot of words you say that would have to come out.
Nah. Justine, have you ever accidentally sworn in a kid show?
I have at sound check, which is not that's not great because there's often a few children there
hanging around. Yes.
Oh my God.
I have done. You've got to purge it. You've got to purge before you get in front of the real audience, don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Just sit and chat with her all day. I mean, you've got Rue from Home and Away here. I mean, you've just got you've got bloody Anna Goanna from Mad Max. I mean, you could just sit and chat with her all day.
Yep.
I don't even think you've said much, Justine.
I haven't. I've just listened to you. You're so entertaining. I don't have to.
No, but I just feel like I just want to hear your voice right now. You know, we're running. Already 25.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
I love you, love watermelon.
Yes.
Great big bite. Catch all the drips. Spit out the pips. Lick your lips. Watermelon.
Justine Clark, I love you, and you are welcome at any time. And you guys, I have one family pass for Gobbledygook up for grabs. You can go see Justine.
Yay!
Just get your tits out. You know, just get them out. Justine, I love you!
If you've got a baby, throw it in the air.
Justine Clark, any time you want to come on and whore anything, you are welcome.
Yep.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Hey, 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 Kirstie and Elizabeth Bay.
Hey, mate.
I won't get in a bin. Don't make me do it.
Honey, you have to get these. They're so easy. And I just...
Don't let that stress you out. It's meant to make you feel comfortable.
I don't know if I'm telling her to get in the bins the most comfortable.
Yeah, that's pretty stressful. Like, honestly, you don't need to be stressed about it.
I'm pretty tall, so it has to be a good bin.
We'll get you a bin.
What would you do with the 50K? What are you going to do with it when you win it?
When I win it, I'm going to go visit my parents in South Africa.
Okay.
I haven't seen them in about 2 years, and I just actually need that, like, mother's love.
Good. Yeah. All right, well, don't stuff it up.
We're going to make it happen for you, Kirstie. It's really simple. The letter is T. 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 Say the first thing. All of the answers are pretty much front of mind. It'll be the first thing you think of, so just say it. Your time starts at the end of the first question. I'm going to be super quick, Kirstie. You'll be super quick, and we'll get through this, and we'll have a cup of tea with the remaining time. That's how easy it is. All right, Kirstie, here we go. Time starts at the end of the first question. Name a mode of transport.
A train.
An animal.
Pass.
A body part.
Your toe.
An occupation.
Telephone operator.
A celebrity.
Taylor Swift.
A food cuisine.
Pass.
An app.
Transport info in New South Wales.
A flower.
A flower. Tulip.
No, you did good. It's fine. An animal, you could have had turtle, tiger, turkey, Tasmanian devil, toad.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you. I love that you said transport. Yeah. What was that answer?
That was amazing. Front of mind. Transport New South Wales info.
You're so gorgeous.
I don't know how much you get.
500.
500.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's
500.
Right.
You know what? You know what? It's crazy how fast your heart goes when you're actually doing
it. Yes, I bet it is, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I always say that I wouldn't be able to do it because I nearly pass out just reading the questions and gets it every time.
I could do it.
Yeah, I guarantee you there's some people screaming at the radios just being like, what are you doing?
Yeah, food cuisine, you could add Thai or Turkish.
I was doing that, so I imagine there was.
You're not helping me. You're making it worse.
Sorry.
Okay. You guys are amazing. I love you too.
But go,
thank you. So
go you can buy a $500 rowboat and get rowing. To South Africa is what I'm
saying. Can I speak?
No.
Stop talking over the top of me, for God's sake. It's my radio show too. I just wanted to tell it. Are you going to let me speak? Are you going to
What do you want to say?
I was going to tell her to go look in the mirror and just stare at herself and just question all that she holds dear, because that's crap. 131060, what is your kid's stash? What did you find a stash of in your kid's room that, unbeknownst to you, they were collecting over a long time? I was at my friend's house over the weekend, and she has a 3- and 2-year-old because she is crazy.
Yeah.
And
3 and 2.
Yeah, very, very close pregnancies. And she found six frozen fish fingers.
Six frozen fish fingers?
In the corner of his bed.
No. Well, I bet they weren't frozen anymore.
Well, no, he doesn't even like them. He doesn't even like the taste of them. He doesn't even eat them. But he foraged them from the freezer over a period of time and stashed them in his bed.
That's because he doesn't like them.
But she doesn't, like, even serve them. It's just a rando thing. It's like...
Yeah, he's taking them from the freezer, putting them in his bed so that she can't make them in a last-ditch attempt at dinner. He's like, I don't want it.
But when she questioned him, like, because the first thing you want to go is, why, mate? He just laughed maniacally like Tom Cruise on the couch. You know, it's like, but kids do this. They just get in their minds that there's some sort of nuclear holocaust coming and they must stockpile something.
Well, I'm sure we brought this up before.
You have never. You thought this off air.
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
I think it might have been while you were away.
Okay.
That Leonard is been putting aside the empty containers from milk drinks. So you can get, like, they're like juice box containers, but they're milk ones.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is he stockpiling?
Squirreling them away.
Why?
And normally I throw out a lot of the junk, what I perceive to be junk.
Yeah.
Don't want to offend you, mate, if you're listening. But this time I was like, okay, I don't know what he's keeping them for, but I'll save them. So they made it in the move of the house, which means I moved rubbish.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why. I went to lay the dinner out last night and no forks. There were no forks in the drawer.
Oh yes.
I'm like, where are the forks?
Yes.
Why do we
That's
have
the only word you said. Where are the
Why
forks?
Why do we have no forks?
Yep.
And I went upstairs, they must be in the girls' bags because then when they take their leftover dinner for school, they pass it over. And I found in Odette's room 12 forks.
12 forks is too many, Odette.
Like, it was a bouquet of forks.
11 I'll take. But 12, it's ridiculous.
They weren't in her school bag. They were in like her pencil tin. So she's unpacking her school bag and just stacking a dirty fork in her pencil. There was like a bouquet of silverware. No. I'm looking at her and I go, why?
I can't remember.
Mate.
If I've ever done this.
And she's looking at me going, I just didn't want them in my bag. They're heavy. Put them in the dishwasher, dickhead. What the hell, man? She's stashing forks.
I used to stash cigarette packets because I was going to make an art piece.
Oh. Get in the bin. Mike on the Central Coast, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, Michael.
What is your kid's stash?
Well, my little boy, I only found out a couple of months ago, but I used to have a big, massive go at my oldest son, which is 9, for stealing my money out of my wallet. But I didn't know it was my little 3-year-old boy that used to take the money out of my wallet and put it in his little cafe, little thing that he has for his shopping.
Really?
Yeah, he used to flop my money.
How much money did he squirrel away?
I think there was about $30 in there. all coins, though. There wasn't any notes, it's just coins.
What a legend.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
131060, what did you find? What did your kids stash? What did you find a pile of in your kids' room? And you're just like, what the hell, man? Where did I go wrong as a human? We'll take your calls next. At a mate's house over the weekend, and she found some frozen fish fingers in her 3-year-old's bed.
Rank.
Lots.
So rank.
He was stockpiling.
Yeah.
We don't know why. When
for
we asked
apocalypse.
Him, he just laughed. Which is even more disturbing.
Yes.
And this is the thing that kids do. My kid was stockpiling forks for some unknown reason. She's a weird unit, Odie.
Yeah.
Stacey in Cabramatta, hello.
Hello.
What is your son stash?
Bottles of water.
What?
Right. How many are we talking?
About 60.
Okay.
Whoa.
He's planning.
What? How old is he?
16.
What?
Yeah.
Is he very thirsty?
Well, I don't know. He just drinks just a sip of water to take his medication and then leaves the rest.
Right.
Drives me crazy.
I think he's probably planning an escape because he can make a raft out of all of that.
Oh, my goodness, Stace. That is a worry. I heard a fact, and look, I'm going to get it wrong, but it's something. Can you look it up?
Yep. When you say it, I'll Google
it. It's something like it takes 9 litres of water or not to get rid of one plastic bottle. Like,
how many? What do you mean?
Scott, if you're listening, my husband gave me the fact. It was like using those bottles of water is actually what is plaguing the earth right now. Those plastic bottles are inside of whale stomachs. They're everywhere.
It's
bad.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And to actually get rid of one of those, to make one bottle of water.
Oh, to make a bottle of water.
It takes 9
litres.
Oh, God, I'm bad. Love Google that.
How much water?
I remember it was like bad, and I'm like, I'm never drinking bottled water again.
To make one bottle of water. Do you know what first came up? How much water does it take to? The first suggestion was to get drunk. What idiot Google searched that?
Why are you looking? Sarah and Sinclair, hello.
Hi, guys.
You were the stasher.
I was a stasher. If mum could ring you guys, she could tell you so much more than this story. But my mum noticed that her foot spa went missing, and when she went looking for it, she found it in the bottom of my wardrobe with 4 emu eggs inside of them.
What is going on? Okay, wait. You've got a foot spa and you've got emu eggs.
That is so hectic. First of all, who has a foot spa legit that wasn't given that as some crap Christmas present, Kris Kringle? No one buys foot spas. It's like a popcorn machine. No one's buying a popcorn machine.
No.
Here's your bloody saucepan, you idiot, or your microwave.
Yeah.
So first of all, you have the foot spa. Were you stashing the emu eggs? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I needed something that created like a nest, and because emu eggs are so big, it didn't fit in my basket. So I went and got mum's foot spa from under her bed and lined it with towels and put the eggs inside of that.
Great.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Very.
I love kids.
Kids. They're weirdos.
Oh, God. And we've got another stasher, self-dobbers. Hey, Sam in Penrith.
Hey, how you going?
Good. You were also the stasher?
I was. I thought it would be appropriate to hide all the sandwiches I didn't want to eat as a kid for lunch in a hole in the wall.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. How long was this going on for?
About 2 or 3 weeks before they noticed, because it was the toilet, so they didn't really overly think it.
Wow. Why didn't you just put them in the bin, Sammy?
No, because I wanted to hide them so I could eat space food sticks instead, and I couldn't eat my sandwiches because I hated them and I just wanted space food sticks. It was the 80s, man.
Wow. That's hectic.
You're excellent.
Hole in the wall.
I found
food.
A little bit of information.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's going to work out for you. Environmental activists have long claimed that bottled water is wasteful. Of course it is. Usually they point to the roughly 50 billion mostly plastic bottles we throw away every year. That is disgraceful, ladies and gentlemen, 50 billion bottles. Mm. But they did a study into how much water goes into producing 1 litre. The results released this month show that for North American companies, it takes 1.3 litres to make 1 litre of water.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Not 9.
It takes more.
Can I just say something? Can I stop the show down and make an announcement?
Yes. What's your announcement?
I'm really angry about Alpha Bucks.
Oh.
Like, it's ruined my whole show.
I did. You've changed.
My mood.
You've turned. Yeah.
I've turned.
You've turned.
I'm now at a point with this where I can't even go on and entertain Sydney. Like,
because
I'm sorry, I'm letting
didn't
the city
get given
down.
Money.
Because that was easy. Like, I can't make it easier for the people of Sydney. I'm
sorry. All you gotta do for the people who are wanting to get on tomorrow.
It's ruined the whole show for me, Harley. I've got to give a netball update yet, and I don't even know if I can.
I know it's a lot of money, and I know everyone gets a bit flustered and gets yourself in a flap. I get it. But everyone.
Don't call tomorrow, now, Amanda!
It's not happening now!
It's not 8 o'clock!
Oh, mate.
I'm so angry. Why are you calling, Amanda? Like, good, hang up. I just feel like people just call because they think, oh, radio competition, I want to win money. But are you qualified to call? Are you worthy of calling 131060? Yeah. You've got to ask myself.
If I was a listener and I needed the money, and let's be honest, I would. If I was just a listener, I'd need the money. I wouldn't call.
No.
Because I can identify this is not my strength.
You're not worthy.
Nope.
So when you call tomorrow, I want you all to ask yourself, am I worthy?
Yeah. And if you're not, why don't you pull together with a friend?
Who is. Yeah.
And say, I'll call, and if I get through, I get some of the money, but you do the answers.
Well, I'm just really upset.
Get the best person.
Just play this stupid song. Okay, so this is big.
Now, this is Make It Up Monday, but for now, we need important recap. An update on an ongoing saga with you and your girls and netball.
Yeah, netty update. So, oh my God, you guys.
What'd you do?
We're being listened to, though. What you need to know is that there are some women at the club who are...
Hello, ladies.
...listening in, and I am in trouble with one of the women at the club. Oh, my God, this is going down. This is big, right?
Oh, my God, I'm shaking in my boots.
Well, that's like, I feel like I am the Julian Assange of netball.
Did you just compare yourself to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange?
You know, I am under the pump for leaking secrets about the club. And, yes, I'm not holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy. I maybe not be leaking national secrets, and I am not doing Pamela Anderson.
Although
but
I have often looked at Scott and gone, you're a bit Pammy.
Right. But other than that, Julian Assange and I, same sis. So,
right.
I'm a freedom fighter. I am not going to let this behaviour and netball go unnoticed. And you can threaten me all you want, ladies. I heard what you said about me. I'm being vilified. One woman said to one of the junior girls at the club, oh, I'll be having a word or two about that when I see M.
Oh.
Like, all right, lady, bring it. You've got my phone number. Let's do it.
Because you're spilling secrets.
Well, she got upset.
What is netball like Fight Club?
Yes. The first rule of Netty, don't talk about Netty.
Yeah.
So the last update you guys will remember was about the bibs falling on the ground during the game and how we were going up for a shot and a bib fell off of the opposing team and they stopped the game down but not the timer and the timer went, they called the end of the game while the girl was fixing her bib and we didn't get to take the shot.
Yeah, and you were 8 down, but that's not the
point. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Not the point. And I may or may not have insinuated that that particular umpire's daughter played for the club. And she was perhaps.
You did say that.
And she perhaps was a little bit biased with her umpiring.
Yes, you said exactly that.
That woman is the one who wants to meet me behind the bike shed.
Right. Throw down.
Yeah. The president of the club, let's call him.
His real name?
MG. We'll call him MG.
MG.
MG has phoned me on Saturday because a big incident went down that I'm about to talk about. And he said to me, Em, I'm begging you.
Don't.
Please stop doing updates on the radio.
So you've listened to that.
I said, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but I got to do what's right, MG.
You can't silence me.
MG, I got to curb these ladies' behaviour.
What embassy are you going to go to when they come looking for you?
I don't know. I mean, the Ecuadorian sounds cool, and I reckon Assange and I'd have some things to say to each other. I don't know. Maybe like Mexico.
Yeah.
The Mexican embassy.
The Mexican embassy.
Have some margaritas.
Yeah.
They definitely serve margaritas at the Mexican embassy.
Yes. they also... racially stereotype as soon as you walk through the door.
Amazing. Arriba. Burrito. So we're sitting at the game on Saturday, okay? Intense. It's the game to decide who makes the grand final.
Yes.
My daughter's team versus another team who has a lot of players from her rep team. It's a very incestuous club, right? Yep. Now, the team that had already made the grand final were sitting down the end of the opposing team.
Yes.
They hate us. They don't like us.
Yep. But they were there watching to see who they're going to have to compete
Correct.
With.
Correct. But they were going for the other team, not us. And so we're playing. We get to the end of the game. It's a draw. Okay? So we go into overtime. A draw at the end of overtime.
Really?
We go into double overtime.
Okay? Double overtime.
Double overtime.
Has it been done in the history of the game?
Probably.
Okay.
But let me tell you, I'm so angry. Let me tell you what the opposing team were doing every time our goal shooter or goal attack went up for a goal.
What?
There were nine people doing this. Up! 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 Imagine that times nine.
Just screaming up.
Every time you're trying to shoot a ball.
Yeah.
So our goal shooter, who's also an umpire, went up to the umpire and said, they are deliberately distracting us when we shoot.
And they're not allowed to do that.
And they're not allowed to do that.
And what did the umpire do?
And the umpire said, went and got the guy who supervises the umpires, the boss of the umpires.
Yeah.
He wears an all-white immaculate tracksuit. He looks amazing. Right. And he went and he stood down the end and he stood there. And so they stopped.
Yeah.
And then he left. And we're into double overtime, the last bit.
Yeah.
And they start doing it again. So I stood up and I went over and I said to the umpire, you need to go. They're doing the up thing again. And he's like, well, I told him to stop. I said, well, Barry, you got to go down again.
Barry.
And then one little girl, she arcs up, she says to me, they're not doing it deliberately. I said, my ass, they're not doing it deliberately. Oh, it's just happening every time the girl shooter happens to have the ball. Holly. So we're in double overtime. We're going for the shot. We body won.
Oh, congratulations. So it didn't even work. Their distraction techniques didn't work.
We're in the grand final.
We're in the grand final.
But can I, I'm
what's happened to the other team?
They're
just lost.
They're out. They're gone.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed, and I know you women are listening to this, and I don't give a crap if you want to fight me behind the bike shed. Let's do it, ladies. Come at me. I am very – this is serious.
Violence doesn't solve anything.
No, but I'm very – this is serious. I'm very disappointed at the parents of the girls who were sitting there and allowing that behaviour to go, that deliberate put off.
Your crap it's parents
disgusting.
Is what I'm saying.
It's disgusting. And if any of that goes on Saturday, I'm wearing a bloody cape.
You're going to wear a cape.
I'm wearing a cape to the game because I'm the netball freedom fighter.
I can imagine.
And I've had it with this behaviour.
Chello is looking forward to the weekend.
You know what? I have her permission because you know
have
how
your
you
teenage daughter's permission to wear a cape.
Yes, because the only way to stop crap behaviour, you know why these people have dominated the club for so long and everyone lives in terror of them? Because no one's held them accountable. Well, guess what, ladies? Your reign of terror is over because I am here and I will keep talking about you on the radio until you stop with your crap behaviour. And that's all I have to say about that.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen wouldn't have got in your ears without the help of B from Yahoo 7. Next time you need the latest gossip, viral videos and the hottest topics, you'll find them at yahoo7.com.au/BE.